Kevin. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
Well, we talked with Joe Fisher a little bit earlier this morning, you know, about the ranking and how you handled that, and he said that you had shown the team several teams that were in last year's rankings around this time of year and some of them that hadn't made the NCAA tournament, and I think that's a pretty good way to get the point across.
Well, some of them didn't even make the NIT, and so there were six teams about this time a year ago, I know a little bit earlier, that were not ranked that made it to the Sweet 16, and there were eight teams that were ranked in the top 25, some of which, or all of which, did not make the NCAA tournament, and most of which did not even make the NIT. So obviously there's a lot of basketball to be played yet, and we're excited with our start. We're excited with the fact that you know, people are acknowledging, you know, that start by ranking us and things like that. But obviously the biggest thing is what we do from here forward.
I know you guys have been going through some finals, or at least the players have. How do you handle that, you know, in relation to practice this week?
Well, it's very difficult because they have to, you know, a lot of their time is taken, and so as much as you have the urge as a coach to, okay, well, gosh, we can watch more film, we can spend more time out on the court, we actually spend less time out on the court because we have to give those guys their time and their space to get their academic work done, and so it's always a difficult time for the players right now, and we basically had the equivalent of a running and shooting practice yesterday, and we're off today. We've already had two other days off, so it's not as good as you want it to be as the coach, but again, their priority is what happens academically here for this week.
Kevin, as far as the way you've approached this season, as you compare it to you in years past, the way you've done some things, I feel like that you've done the job of playing some good teams early on. You've won those games. You've got freshmen, some experience incorporated, getting some experience, and then you kind of go to DePaul and you win an ugly one, not playing at your best. Do you feel like that's it's a kind of good kind of first stage for your team as far as the perfect way to go, the way to start out the year?
Well, Frank, I think that and my wife was the one that told me this. I haven't looked at any of this stuff, but she said she thinks that we've had the number one strength of schedule in our league so far, and we have played some good teams, and even some of the teams, you know, like a South Alabama who doesn't have a big name has an awfully good team this year. Bradley has a good team. And so even some of the, you know, the teams that don't have real big names that have real solid teams, and obviously you sprinkle in there Georgia Tech and Wake Forest and DePaul. We've been able to win some games when we haven't played our best, which I do think is a sign of having a good team. You know, I don't know what happened the other night at DePaul. We just for 25 or 6 minutes, we just didn't look anything like the team that we've looked like all season long. And then finally, some of our backup guys, which you're mentioning, our freshmen and some of our subs got us going, and then we played pretty well going down the stretch. But the biggest thing we thought going into the season to our team's success was we kept saying as a coaching staff, players 6 through 10, and Alan Metcalf has just been phenomenal thus far, and so if we can continue to develop the guys 7 through 10, and they keep coming along the way they've been playing, then that's going to bode well for our success, because we certainly need those guys over the course of the Southeastern Conference season and beyond to be the team that we want to be.
Kevin, one of those guys in that 7 to 10 category is freshman Keegan Bell, and he's really impressed me. Didn't shoot the ball especially well early in the season, but he really started in the game against DePaul, had 8 assists. And Kevin, he really impressed me as a good passer, seems to see the floor really well. Are you surprised that he's played so well so soon?
You know, Mark, I'm probably surprised that he's played as well as he has this quickly. I think his defense has gotten better. We've really kind of harped on that with him, and he's a son of a coach, so his vision, his father was a very good college player and a very good high school coach, and so I'm not surprised that Keegan has come in and had some of the success that he's had, but he's been pretty steady and pretty consistent, which has been a little surprising to me, especially for a freshman. So he's got great court vision. He sees the floor better than anybody on our team. I mean, he has the best vision to pass the basketball of anybody on our team, and his shooting has come around here lately, and he made four threes at DePaul, and believe me, all four of them were needed, so I've been real happy with Keegan's progress, and he's kind of an energizer. He comes in and gives you energy when he comes in the game, and that's really a good thing for a freshman point guard.
Kevin, and that's what I was going to say, you have probably more talent at the point guard position than any time that I can remember, since you've been at Vanderbilt. And that's you've got to feel like that gives you an advantage because, you know, if need be, you can slide, you know, Jermaine Beal over in a pinch. You know, he can play the two. You just seem to have a lot more options, you know, because of a kid like Bell.
Well, we do, and then, you know, you just kind of overlook the fact that last year's point guard is playing the two spot for us, you know, Alex Gordon. Yeah. But the one of the biggest keys, Mark, for us so far is Jermaine's assist turnover ratio. Jermaine has 47 assists and 18 turnovers, and Keegan has 31 assists and 12 turnovers. So both of those guys are pushing towards a 3-1 assist turnover ratio, and if that keeps up, then our team's going to be pretty good because if you've got your point guards taking care of the basketball for you, then chances are you're running pretty good offense. And so both of those guys have just been terrific so far in terms of their ball care.
Hey, Kevin, before I let you run, I really enjoyed the event they had down at the Somme Center the other night with Memphis playing Middle Tennessee and Western Kentucky against Tennessee. Is an event like that something you might be interested in having your program involved in at some point? I know you guys played Western Kentucky a few years back down in that arena. Would you like to see Vanderbilt maybe get involved in something like that down the road?
Kevin, we were actually almost involved in that this year. Middle Tennessee asked us to play in that event down there, and we agreed to play. And then they came back and said, "Well, no, we're going to play Memphis." So we were actually going to do it this year, but it would be something that we would do if it worked out in our schedule in the future. I think next year, as it stands right now, we're hopeful there may be a doubleheader down there with the Big East if things work the way they seem to be planned right now. We actually may be down there in the kind of the SEC Big East Challenge thing, but in any event, it's something that we would do if it worked out in our schedule and it made sense, and something that we thought we were going to do this year, but after agreeing to do it, then Middle came back and said, "No, we're gonna play Memphis." So that's sort of what happened this year. We would have been down there in that event on Saturday night.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot, and I guess your guys' next game is against Tennessee State on Saturday. Best of luck.
All right, thank you, guys.